Hello, Maui. This is the Alive and Well Natural Therapies Hour with your host, Mona Jones.
And Dennis Jones. Aloha. Thank you for joining us again today because we've got an exciting show for you. Oh, do we have an exciting show for you. So listen up, folks. Here we come.
And we're nutrition specialists with over 40 years' experience in the field of alternative health therapies and the proud and happy and such grateful owners, along with our wonderful son, Darren, of Alive and Well at 340 Hana Highway, Kahului, and that expresses right from our hearts, Alive and Well with Fanatic Organics at Alive and Well. All kinds of wonderful formulations, beautiful organic herbal compounds, wonderful nutrients, etc. Greatest prices anywhere and greatest variety. Right affiliated hand in hand in that beautiful setting with the broth cafe at Alive and Well. Remember, I have said it before, repetition, but it is important that broth is broad spectrum broth. All the wonderful organic recipes at that great restaurant, terrific prices. We've been reviewed in the newspapers as top notch in Maui. The Broth Cafe, whether you're vegan, vegetarian, non-vegetarian, you want wild fish, organically raised, of course, I mean organic chicken, meats, anything like that, or all vegan foods, all of those are available for you at the magnificent Broth Cafe. And remember, we're in constant gratitude because every single day, and we're so grateful for this, the local organic produce from the local organic Maui farmers comes in fresh and used in all the different recipes wondrously. And also we have a high concentration juicer, and it is juiced right there, only bottled in glass, no plastic, magnificently done for you. How can anything be better? It can't.
It can't.
It can't.
No way.
Don't spit at me, but tell me about the spititure and the beautiful foaminess of the magnificent Vortex Power and Vortex Water.
May I?
Yeah, go right ahead.
Well, before I talk about the Vortex Water, I will say one thing about Vortex Water. It is hydrogen and oxygen. Now, you didn't know that, did you? You didn't know the water really was just hydrogen and oxygen. Take a good deep breath and maybe it'll turn into water. But when I was a kid, when I was an 8-year-old, 7-year-old, 6-year-old kid, I used to walk down to the local creek about 2 blocks from our home in Iowa. In the middle of the farmlands of Iowa, a little town of 4,000 people. And I would walk down to the, every day I was playing Huckleberry Finn, and I would walk down to the creek and slurp the water from the spring, the bubbling spring of water bubbling up from on the shoreline. It was fresh spring, spontaneous artesian water.
You surprise me every time. I never knew that story. I love Marion, Iowa stories.
Yeah.
And that's beautiful about your kidness, okay, what you did.
And when I drank the water from the Vortex water that we have at the store, which is restructuring, if you will, water as it sits in a tank or in a storage facility, it becomes dead water. But when water comes through the Alive and Well Vortex machine into your gallon or 5 gallon or 10 gallon container, whatever you're going to bring in, it is revitalized. Those molecules are hyped up. They're energized. They're juiced. They're kicked in the rear to make real water again. And that reminds me of my Huckleberry Finn days.
Oh, wow. You know, and you know, they it's truly wonderful because it's actually called Mein Wasser, my water, you know, Vortex Power. And they're giving, the scientists give the report. And that is about in 1938, this very, very, very famous doctor, Dr. Otto Warburg, won the Nobel Prize in Medicine for the realization that in basic and oxygen-rich milieu, hardly a disease, not even cancer, can arise. And then this really supported the Vortex water. The high oxygen content is maximized. And they even give that report on that. Because again, we can't make a claim about it stopping all diseases, but it's high oxygenation, high hydrogenation, all the, and
well,
the
water molecules are better absorbed.
Right, and it's a neutralization of free radicals and regenerates free electron detoxification. They give all the background, saves energy, cell availability. availability and all of those wonderful things about Vortex
water. So when you're drinking the Vortex water, you can fantasize about your youth, when you first heard about Huckleberry Finn, and the dentist is running down to the creek about a couple of blocks from his house and slurping up that bubbling spring water right there at the Indian Creek in Marion, Iowa.
That's right. Well, you can get it alive and well. So I hope you turn back to Huckleberry Finn if you're going into alive and well. He's going to start running around with his little shorts and his little tennis shoes
and
or whatever.
Be another advantage of the Vortex water at alive and well, there's no sand in it.
No sand in it.
I would often get a handful of a grit thing of sand in my mouth as
okay.
well.
Okay, very cool. I love that. Okay.
Yeah.
Anyhow, let's start by saying that Dennis and I aren't doctors. We don't pretend to be doctors. We don't put people on medications or take them off medications, doctor's area. But we are reporters, and we are very grateful reporters to give people this wonderful information about what doctors, whether holistic or non, have learned about nutrients in clinical trials, and we report that here on this show. We are reporting what doctors have learned about the nutrients.
And that's all we do.
That's all we do.
Is give you the true scientific results from the holistic physicians who've
yes.
done the research, okay?
Yes.
And we're quoting them directly every time.
And you know, here is this Dr. McCullough, Dr. Joseph McCullough, reporting about an all based, and everything that he says is all the zillions of clinical trials basing every statement, and this is not an opinion, it is based on the statement. And then what the title of the article, the analysis, and then the background information, as he says, the doctor says, the symptom-centered model of conventional medicine. And then this is what he says, backing up with the clinical trials. Many people are now on medications, yet chronic illness is still on the rise because doctors, says the doctor, focus on symptom management instead of fixing underlying metabolic and cellular dysfunction. Nearly half of U.S. adults take prescription drugs monthly, and 13.5% take five or more medications regularly.
May I interrupt for a second? You mentioned five or more medications.
Yes.
On a daily basis.
Yes.
How many times have we had a consultation and the person says, I got this health situation, I got this health, and we say, look, we're not doctors,
and
we can't prescribe for
and
you.
And we can't take you off.
They say, but let me tell you what drugs I'm taking.
Yes.
I've had people taking 25 prescription drugs every day of their life.
It is terrifying.
And they're wandering around like stumble bums. They don't know which direction to go, but they're not any better than they were before they took the 25 drugs.
Right. And then, and again, let's talk, hear what the doctor is saying. This doctor is reporting that this polypharmacy puts these people at risk of serious side effects that far outweigh any drug benefits.
That's what I told these people.
And prescription drugs like statins, insulin, and antidepressants don't fix metabolic dysfunction. Did you hear what the doctor said?
Yeah, but when I take my insulin, my sugar level goes down. When I take my insulin, my sugar level is controlled. Well, yeah, but what do you say about that?
And the doctor goes on to say that these drugs suppress symptoms while causing severe side effects that require even more deadly medications. That's a doctor saying that, not I, based on the trials. Many patients continue taking unnecessary medications because doctors rarely reevaluate the prescription. That is really terrifying.
And that's from a doctor.
That's from a doctor,
okay,
and reporting.
That's what he's saying.
These drugs are treated as permanent solutions rather than temporary interventions. True healing requires, says the doctor, moving beyond symptom management to support your body's natural healing abilities. Optimize your cellular health rather than treating isolated symptoms.
And how do you optimize cellular health?
By the just
with
like,
nutrients.
With nutrients and dietary
change.
Right. Exactly. And he goes on, modern health care is failing to make people healthier. Chronic diseases like diabetes, heart disease, and autoimmune disorders are far more common than ever. Yet doctors continue to rely on the same outdated strategies. I would like to have
And that's why holistic physicians recommend using nutritional supplements.
That's right.
And that's why holistic physicians recommend not eating ultra-refined foods, eating something from the ground, from an organic soil, that you can get the full nutrient value, as your ancestors did. My grandfather, my grandmother, keep this in mind. They were people from the earth. They were children of farmers in Iowa, or wherever the farm might be. The soil in Iowa particularly is known for its richness, for its black, perfect construction of nutrition in the soil. And that's how they were raised. They got their nutrients from the food they ate because the ground was full of nutrient value, biochemical activity in the ground and the seeds and the crops to give full nutritional content. Now, as holistic physicians say, every bite you eat from conventional foods is 90% less nutritious bite for bite, 90% less nutritious bite for bite than it was 70 years ago.
Right. And even the doctor's saying, instead of looking at the root cause of disease, the medical system focuses on treating symptoms. You feel pain? Take a pill. Your blood pressure is high? Here's another prescription.
That's right.
But masking these symptoms, say the doctor, doesn't lead to real healing. It keeps you on an endless cycle of medications, side effects, and more health problems.
And the choice
Just like
word.
He says.
The choice word there is masking.
Masking, temporarily masking, then you get a lot of other symptoms.
That's right.
Blown up. The real issue is that conventional medicine, here, this is very important. Everybody listen to this. The real issue, says the doctor, is that conventional medicine ignores the role of cellular energy in maintaining health.
I couldn't have said it better.
I was thinking you were going to say that. Every function in your body depends on your cells producing enough energy. When your energy production slows down, the disease develops. But instead of focusing on restoring this energy, says the doctor, treatments that they give just manage the symptoms that appears when things start breaking down. And he goes on, he says that it's all about a symptom-centered model, okay? And people get trapped in a cycle of illness. And he says, when I'm going to give this to you in a minute here, when he says, when you visit a doctor for a chronic health problem, he calls it the current Band-Aid approach fails. A part of the usual procedure is leaving with prescription. Cholesterol, statin, blood sugar, insulin, anxious, depressed, antidepressants. These don't address anything, and they don't suppress anything, and they make everything worse. Can you read this? Go right ahead. Go right ahead.
Okay. All right, folks, here we go. Word for word, just as the doctor wrote it. Statin drugs lower cholesterol but ignore arterial damage. These drugs lower cholesterol, but cholesterol itself isn't the root cause of heart disease. Your body produces cholesterol because it is essential for cellular integrity, hormone synthesis, tissue repair, brain function, and overall health. Heart disease is more likely driven by endothelial damage from poor diet.
Okay, endothelial, I want everybody to understand what that means. Your arteries, the coating, the skin inside the arteries is called endothelial layer, endothelial layer. So they're talking about that layer being destroyed.
Endothelium, yes. Mm-hmm. And from the endothelial damage from poor diet, eating processed foods. When you're eating processed
sugar,
foods,
inflammation.
The crops are grown with genetically modified organisms. Genetically modified organisms are all synthetic. Genetically modified organisms do not carry the same nutrient value that real food carries.
That's exactly correct.
And genetically modified organisms prevent undesirable digestion, assimilation, metabolism
Everything.
In your body.
And destruction.
Also, smoking and pollution and toxins and stress, these are all part of the damage. When the arterial walls are damaged, your body sends cholesterol as part of the repair process. What?
part of the repair process.
I got that. I thought you were motioning.
No, not at all. I love it. I'm applauding you.
Okay. Cholesterol, says the doctor, accumulates at damaged sites as a response to injury, not the cause of the injury. Lowering cholesterol without addressing these underlying causes does nothing to prevent heart disease.
That's right.
But it does give you muscle weakness.
That's right.
It does break down brain function.
It robs the heart of what it needs in order to pump and prevents the body from producing adenosine triphosphate, ATP, cellular energy. What the doctor said.
All of that, and it weakens the muscle of the heart.
Right, but remember he said that the terrible thing is ignoring cellular energy, which is the without it, you can't live. And ATP, adenosine triphosphate, is the source of cellular energy for the heart and every muscle, and robbed by the statin and these other drugs.
Absolutely.
Robbed.
So, going on with the doctor's article. Worse, says the doctor, statin drugs have extremely damaging side effects, which we've included just a few, but he goes on to say, including muscle pain, muscle weakness, fatigue, heart failure, congestive impairment, and an increased risk of diabetes disrupting the glucose metabolism mechanism of your body.
And also causes severe, and it's in the black box warning on those drugs, severe mental decline, severe cognitive impairment. How's that?
It destroys neurotransmitter activity in the brain.
Oh, that's unbelievable.
So while your cholesterol numbers look better on paper, your overall health is actually declining.
Drastically. And you know, Mercola has another article here that he's reporting on, again, with all the medical trials. He says that nearly, with all that the U.S. spends $4.5 trillion annually on health care, but everything has risen up. And he says 40% of adults have high blood pressure. Heart disease kills one person every 34 seconds.
Every 34 seconds.
Yeah, this accounts for approximately what in medical reports 700,000 deaths every year in America. Cancer rates climb with over 2 million new cases reported in 2024. And research links cancer to poor metabolic health. Okay? That's the health of the body.
What causes the cancer?
The drugs.
Poor metabolic health.
And lifestyle factors. Diabetes affects 38.4 million Americans. Obesity, 41.9 of all adults. And he goes on and on. And they say that this crisis is a direct consequence. This is the cause of a system that's designed to manage and mask symptoms and push drugs rather than promoting health, okay?
That's the agenda.
Yeah. Okay. And they say that the United States spends more on this health care than any other nation in the world. $4.5 trillion annually, yet we have the worst health outcomes in the entire world. Can you believe this?
I believe it, because it's corroborated by every other holistic physician across the country and around the world. And insulin injections, say the doctors, this is a quote, I'm reading directly from his article, insulin injections lower your blood sugar, but they don't fix the reason your body became insulin resistant the first place.
Mm-hmm.
It's over-relying on insulin worsens your condition by contributing to weight gain and further metabolic dysfunction,
right,
which the drugs do not address.
And they go on and they that here again with the medical reports showing, proving that these illnesses are largely preventable, and they mostly they share common risk factors: poor diet, they say, metabolic dysfunction, chronic inflammation, and exposure to the toxic environmental toxins that they're speaking about this.
And the poor diet goes on.
And the drug, they say billions are funneled into pharmaceuticals. Okay? Billions.
But
okay?
The ramifications of a poor diet are excess weight. The excess weight creates impairment of body function throughout your entire anatomy, not just around your middle and your gut, your stomach, and around the internal organs. That's where the heavy weight contributes to heart conditions, circulatory problems, liver degeneration. Every dysfunction in the body can be attributed to excess body weight, which the weight is carried around your belly and your upper chest. that ain't a desirable way to go, but that causes undesirable side effects to you, for which the doctor gives for diabetes, insulin, for heart disease, statin drugs, and blood pressure drugs, and all kinds of other drugs, which relieve the symptoms, thank God, but they don't solve the problem.
That's right, and all of the problems are getting worse, even though they can do the reports. We have them endlessly reported about how nutrients can affect everything so positively, and even all the clinical trials proven that, like that the Harvard doctors did about the super pure high concentration fish oils, relieved according to all the meta-analyses of all the medical studies going back generations, that it would reduce the number one cause of death, sudden cardiac arrhythmia, by 88% to 92%. They said if we all took that in this country, we'd save a minimum 900,000 American lives every year.
And the magic words are high potency.
High potency and high concentration.
Fish oils. Now, why the fish oils? Because they're anti-inflammatory.
Right.
The high DHA improves neurotransmitter activity between the cells in your brain. The EPA helps effectively so much with your heart and your cardiovascular system, your arteries, your capillaries, tiny, tiny, tiny little microscopic blood passageways called arterioles, which you can't see without a microscope. But that's for the final delivery of your oxygen, of the nutrients, of everything you put in your mouth, eventually ends up in those tiny little invisible things called arterioles and capillaries. And they deliver the oxygen and all the nutrients to every cell in your body, if the heart is strong enough to pump it. As you get older, all your muscles become less muscular, and the heart as well. That by using the Alive and Well Cardio CoQ10, which is the finest, highest quality Q10 in the world, it strengthens the heart muscle. It strengthens the mitochondria of every little microscopic cell in your heart. And that little microscopic cell, when you combine them all together into an 8.5 ounce piece of meat, it's called a heart in the middle of your chest. And it pumps every second of your life. If you have a healthy heartbeat of 60 beats per minute, that's one every second. And it's going 24 hours a day.
Busy, busy, busy,
and
busy, busy.
And if you're climbing a flight of stairs, it's going to go
what
faster.
What a little worker. What
That's
a worker.
Right.
What? And you know, they go on, the doctor goes on about all the quotes. Heart disease still remains the leading cause of death in the U.S., killing one person every 34 seconds, at least 700,000 deaths annually.
Every 34 seconds, somebody dies of a heart attack.
And yet fatal. He says, now, this is really important, too, because coronary artery disease is the most common form of heart disease. It occurs when plaque, that's like cement, builds up and narrows the arteries, restricting blood flow to the heart. This condition is responsible for over 375,000 deaths annually and presents no symptoms until the major blockage and fatal occurs. When symptoms as chest pain, shortness of breath, circulation compromise. When an artery becomes fully blocked, a heart attack follows. And they say every year 805,000 Americans suffer heart attack, okay? And heart failure. And one of the major things that's been reported endlessly is the MK7K2 action of working with vitamin D3 and taking all of that plaque out of the arteries, putting it in the bones where it belongs, where it's supposed to be, building up healthy, great, wonderful bones, and cleaning out the arteries.
It doesn't put the plaque in the bones. What it does is clear out vitamin D3.
Calcification.
Vitamin D3 absorbs the nutrients from your guts into your bloodstream. And a lot of calcium and magnesium and all the minerals. But it doesn't, the D3 itself does not put the calcium in the bones. The Mk7 K2
That's right.
comes along and picks up the calcium and
right.
puts it in the bones where
That's
it belongs.
Right. And cleans it out of the arteries.
And thereby cleaning out the arteries. But it also helps with neurotransmitter activity in your brain. That's why the Mk7 K2 is so important. If you're getting a lot of good sunshine, terrific. If you're taking vitamin D3, terrific. But take the vitamin, the Mk7 K2, which delivers, it's the final delivery person of the nutrients from your bloodstream into your bones and into your central nervous system and brain.
That's right. And so it's critically important. That's why, I mean, that's something Dennis and I do every day. That's why we had made sure that the highest grade was brought into Alive and Well, the MK7K2, that's completely natural from the plants, etc., no synthetic whatsoever, and taking that little D3 every day of the right potency and getting it out of the arteries and putting it in the bones where it belongs, and keeping the arteries beautiful and healthy. Very important, okay?
I couldn't have said it better.
Yes, and you know,
you did a great job.
A lot of times nobody can understand, and they're not told this. And here's the doctor reporting, and about the when heart failure and poor circulation, which we have been talking about, and a lot of people don't know this. Nobody's told them. And here's how the doctor reports, and again puts the medical trials. Early signs of heart failure include persistent fatigue, swelling in the legs or abdomen, difficulty breathing, especially during physical activity, okay? And they talking, this has to do this fluid retention and the lack of blood flow, okay? And the swelling of the legs, that edema. You're
right.
Told oftentimes edema, but not the cause, the fact that those arteries are not getting that blood flow the way they are supposed to.
And the heart isn't the muscle as it was earlier in life.
It's a combination.
And so the heart is not pumping with the vigor and the strength that it used to.
That's right.
It can't remove all that debris.
That's right. And remember, too, I still really admire the European doctors, which are not run by pharmaceutical drugs. And acetyl-L-carnitine has been a leader for the heart, the acetyl form, which passes the blood-brain barrier and the heart barrier to make the heart more effective at all and the nervous system more effective. And it's used in Europe as a very powerful antidepressant with zero side effects and works in a couple of days wonderfully.
Why
and
is
also,
that?
And also it passes the brain barrier to help the brain work too.
Why is that? Why is it so effective?
Because it's a nutrient.
Because it's a nutrient.
It's a great nutrient,
which strengthens, renews, rebuilds, creates new mitochondria. And the mitochondria are those invisible pieces of poof within every invisible cell, which increases the energy of that one little cell through the production of adenosine triphosphate. And you amplify that by the hundreds of gazillion numbers of cells that are in the brain, and you suddenly have a brain, along with the alpha lipoic acid and the pyrrolquinoline quinone, and you have a thinking capability. You have natural reflexes and mental responses that you used to have when you were a kid. It suddenly comes back. Your
right.
memory comes back.
Right.
The filing away of forgetfulness isn't as intense as it was when you as you are when you're whatever 50 or 60 or 70 years old, but suddenly the brain starts to function again. You can think. You can create thoughts. You can remember. All kinds of wonderful miracles happen when you feed your brain.
That's right.
Feed your heart, not just your belly.
And the reports that they're doing, they're talking about cancer too, and they call the doctors, the medical trials, call cancer a metabolic disease, fueled, that's given fuel, like you give fuel to a car, by modern lifestyles.
Metabolic means metabolism.
Cancer is the second leading cause of death in the U.S., 2 million new cases in 2024, and all of this. The complex group of diseases affects every part of the body. Poor metabolic health and lifestyle choices contribute. Can you read that about what the poor metabolic health?
Let me read that. Okay. Again, folks, just as the doctor wrote it, poor metabolic health and poor lifestyle choices create the cancer development. The relationship between cancer and poor metabolic health resulting from a poor diet and a sedentary lifestyle and exposure to environmental toxins is well established. Cancer cells thrive in environments characterized by chronic inflammation. That's where pain power
just,
comes
yes,
in.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Chronic inflammation and mitochondrial dysfunction. I just discussed that just a second
yes,
ago.
Exactly.
The mitochondrial
mm-hmm.
dysfunction and metabolic stress. Metabolic stress is the body's trying to create health. Its metabolism is compromised by what you're putting into your body and the lifestyle choices that you make. The metabolism can't function at an optimal rate of efficiency because of the complications of the environment. And here's something else. The government is spraying the air with aluminum.
And we're going to be talking about that.
Okay,
and
let me just say it.
Yes, go right ahead.
Spraying the air with aluminum because the sun is suddenly a danger to your health.
This is ridiculous.
So spray these aluminum particles in the air, which reflect the sunlight back into outer space. But what happens to those aluminum particles? Do we breathe them in?
We take them.
Do they fall into the water supply?
Okay.
Do they fall into the soil? Are they incorporated into the crops that are growing therein? But come on, folks. Aluminum is not a health nutrient.
No, and you know, another doctor, and I bless him for this, and he lists here, he never makes it as his own opinion. He has 16 medical clinical trials listed as the sources of what he says for everything.
Mm-hmm.
And here he says that he's talking about cancer, and he says healthy diet can prevent breast cancer. And he says here cancers, including breast cancer, are abnormal attempts by damaged stem cells to form an entire organ. Interestingly, a single stem cell can form the entire mammary gland, demonstrating the incredible potential of stem cells for growth of organs. In fact, the breast cancer tumor resembles a crude mammary gland. Diet is very important if you want to prevent breast cancer. Studies found that omega-6 fats, just like you say, Dennis,
safflower, soy, corn,
safflower,
canola,
peanuts, soybean oils, significantly increased the risk of breast cancer and made it far more likely to metastasize. That means spread everywhere. Omega-3 fats, says the doctor, from fish oils, on the other hand, suppressed breast cancer development, growth, and any spread of it.
At the Alive and Well, high potency DHA and EPA, anti-inflammatory, as is the pain power for everything in your body. The pain power reduces inflammation in every cell in your body. And that reduces the complications, the creation of the complications that lead to malfunction, whether that malfunction would be an allergy, a cancer, a heart condition, a breathing problem, whatever it might be, that all negative health developments, say holistic physicians, are the result of chronic inflammation.
Right. And you know, you brought up before about, and you brought up, and as well you should, about the cardio form, the ultra-ubiquinol form, the cardio coenzyme Q10. Well, here's Dr. Blaylock again reporting on all the medical, why this isn't practiced, God only knows. Okay, and here
I know why it's not practiced.
Because of the money in pharmaceutical drugs and
systems. Right.
And here he says that the cardio CoQ10 vastly improves heart function. And he said the medical studies found that giving cardio Q10 to advanced heart failure patients, improves symptoms in 82% of those patients.
And even more if the potency is higher.
That's what he went on to say. Another finding was equally impressive. With cardio CoQ10 therapy, the survival rate was 62% compared to only 22.5% for patients receiving conventional. That's a fraction of a percentage medical. There is no question, says the doctor, that using even higher doses would produce even better results. The best thing about cardio Q10 is that there are no side effects.
No negative side effects.
It is completely safe in any amount, says the doctor, and according to all the clinical trials that he has listed over there. What do you think about that? And yet it's not practiced, okay? It's not practiced. But he does say in his summation that toxins you should avoid. Would you read what Dr. Blaylock has with the medical background of toxins you should avoid?
Let me read that. Let me read that. All right, folks. Word for word.
Yeah.
Toxins you should avoid. Sugar.
When have you heard that before? Every time you walk into Alive and Well and talk to us.
And omega-6 fats.
Yeah, of course.
They stimulate the inflammation pathways via the prostaglandin system and the immune system. Artificial sweeteners are also harmful. You hear that?
Yes. There have been all kinds of reports about toxins.
Diabetics are taking Sweet and Low and aspartame and thinking they're doing themselves a favor.
Yeah, we've read about all the terrible side effects in those drugs.
The worst is aspartame, says the doctor, which contains excitotoxins that excessively stimulate and damage and kill cells of the central nervous system. Aspartame breaks down into toxic formaldehyde and methanol. Newer studies show this widely used sweetener is a brain toxin that promotes cancer. But it's sugar-free, folks. Gotta buy it. It also is important to avoid fluoride in all forms, including toothpaste and mouthwash and fluoride dental treatments. Studies indicate that fluoride, especially combined with aluminum, which you can breathe in any day of the week, anywhere in the world, results in very powerful brain inflammation. Isn't that amazing?
That's right.
Let me go on.
Go ahead.
Fluoridated drinking water contains both fluoride and aluminum. Oh boy, you get them both killers at the same time.
Killer.
So you should drink only filtered, distilled water. How about the Vortex?
The Vortex, which is infinitely.
The Vortex is far superior to distilled.
That's right.
Distilled helps to remove some of the chemicals in the junk.
But
the Vortex also is highly filtered and removes the junk and restructures the hydrogen-oxygen ratio that makes water so incredibly delicious.
You know, he talks, and the doctors here are reporting endlessly about how diabetes is raising up off the charts, even with children. Mm-hmm. And they say diabetes leads to, here's the doctors reporting, the quoting clinical trials, diabetes leads to serious complications and massive economic costs. Beyond mortality, the word mortality means death. Diabetes contributes to cardiovascular disease, kidney failure, nerve damage, and vision problems, including blindness.
Does it ever?
My grandfather went blind from was diabetic, just to name a few. These complications drastically diminish your quality of life and impose substantial economic burdens. The total cost of diagnosed diabetes in the U.S. is $402.9 billion in 2022 and is rising. Obesity is now an epidemic affecting 41.9% of adults and nearly 20% of children. It is a major driver of heart disease, diabetes, and cancer. Mainstream medicine, says the doctor, ignores the metabolic root causes. Instead of addressing poor mitochondrial function, insulin resistance, and chronic inflammation, mainstream medicine does the quick fix solutions by big pharma like Ozempic. This is a constant commercial on TV, and this is what they're telling. Oh, gosh.
The side effects of Ozempic are phenomenal.
Muscle loss, nutrient deficiency, and long-term reliance on medications, and they regain the weight called Ozempic rebound, and the consequences extend far beyond weight gain. They're talking about Ozempic. The disrupting of energy metabolism, insulin resistance, systemic inflammation, mitochondrial dysfunction, altering your gut microbiome. Unbelievable. The gut dysbiosis, food cravings, poor appetite control. Why don't we use nutrients? Use the nutrients.
And why don't we realize that there's a point in life when we realize that self-discipline, dietarily, is of utmost importance. If you want to avoid the complications of health degeneration as you age, stop eating the sugar.
And the garbage, the fat, those horrible deep fat fried awful oils and everything
stop
else.
Stop eating the omega-6 fatty acids, which are in all restaurant foods. Unless you specifically ask for your food to be prepared in butter or coconut oil or ghee or what's the other one? Can't remember the other one. At any rate, The idea is to lessen the sweets. The sugar added to anything creates chronic inflammation. Chronic inflammation, again, I'm telling you this ad nauseum too many times perhaps, but chronic inflammation is fire. And fire burns. And what does it burn? The nerves, the mitochondria, the eyes. Why do diabetics go blind? Because they have so much high blood sugar. The sugar inflammation burns up the nerves of the eyes and the brains and the toes. That's why they have to amputate the toes and the feet and the legs of diabetics. Why? Because the sugar burns up the nerves and the whole metabolic process is degenerated.
Right, and you know, yes.
Create health.
Create health.
With every bite of food you take. You're creating life with every bite of food you take, life or non-life.
You know, this is a top doctor, and I have to give him a real hand and applause. This was just done this month. And it's Dr. David Brownstein, MD. And he's doing a special report, as he says, and the title of it, 3 decades, with a question mark, to ban a pesticide? That was the question mark.
Yeah, yeah.
And here is his article on this. Says the doctor, I've been writing for 18 years about the failure of our three-letter regulatory agencies such as the FDA, Food and Drug Administration, CDC, Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, HHS, Health and Human Services, and EPA, Environmental Protection Agency. Each of these federal agencies have been captured by the industry it is supposed to be regulating.
What does that mean?
And he tells you, CDC has become a lackey, a slave for Big Pharma. The FDA does the bidding of food corporations.
Big Pharma is not big farms.
No, it's pharmaceuticals. Drugs. And the EPA has been compromised by agricultural corporations that manufacture pesticides, insecticides, and herbicides. And he quotes the EPA in their lie. Quote, they said, we are committed to providing clean and safe air, water, and land for all Americans. And he goes on and on and on, and cleaning up the water, et cetera. And he says, the EPA says the right things, but it has failed us miserably, says the doctor. We're currently being poisoned by toxic chemicals being utilized on our food crops. An explosion of chronic diseases led to and a decrease of length of life compared to other Western countries. And in the United States, says the doctor, we continue to allow use of numerous chemicals that other Western countries have banned as unsafe for human contact and consumption. I'll give this to you in a minute. Fluoridation is one example of this lax regulation, but he's talking about how they're starting to move against this, which thank God. But he says the highly toxic weed killer DACTHAL, Dacthal, I'm guessing, presents serious risks to humans, farm workers, and pregnant women. Dacthal, also known as dimethyl tetraethyl, on and on.
Good tongue twister there.
Is a chemical banned by the European Union in 2009. That's all over Europe. The EPA knew long before that DCPA, this chemical, was toxic. Unbelievable, in 1995, the EPA classed it as a carcinogen, a possible. Should a possible carcinogen be sprayed in our food crops?
Well, give a little this, give a
and
little that.
And he says, shouldn't they have pulled it? We have an epidemic of chronic health issues in our population, including among children. Today, our children are the sickest in the Western world, and we have more chronic diseases among children. And one of the main reasons, says the doctor, not Mona, we have so many problems with our children. They're being fed poison food contaminated with pesticides, insecticides, and herbicides, they're most of which are banned in other countries. And it's estimated, listen to this, Dan, more than 80,000 pounds of this DCPA chemical are used in the U.S. each year. And he goes on, eat organic food sources, says the doctor, that are not sprayed with toxic chemicals.
I couldn't have said it better.
That's right. It's just absolute, you know, and it's just amazing, right? No.
I already did that one.
Yeah, we did that, and you know, the importance, and again, the doctor's talking about the importance of vitamin K2 and all kinds of other important things. And the thing about inflammation and aging speeding up a process of inflammation in the brain as well as the entire body, and how important it is to reduce inflammation, and that reduces the shrinking of your brain, okay? And if you have said this, Dennis,
well,
so many
the DHA, EPA, the high potency fish oils in Alive and Well reduce that inflammation, as does the Pain Power reduce inflammation through every cell in your body.
And could you please talk about what the astronauts take and what NASA, the Association for Space, you know, all of that. They call it a rocket fuel for the brain.
Yeah.
This is the main thing that they give all their astronauts because it is so potent and so powerful at regenerating the brain, making the brain come back to life, and regardless of what has happened.
And what's exciting about it is the astronauts first discovered this substance on the moon. And they brought it back to the Earth and examining said, well, golly, folks, this is pyrroloquinoline quinone. We have that here on the Earth as well. So when you're taking pyrroloquinoline quinone, you're taking a moonshot. You're getting outer space activity in between your ears. It's phenomenal what it does because it regenerates the mitochondria of your brain. And what Alive and Well holistic physicians have done, formulators have done, is combine the pyrroloquinoline quinone, the moonshot, which is also here on Earth, with the alpha lipoic acid. Ooh, what a combination that is, because the alpha lipoic acid is what? A major, major, major anti-inflammatory and a mitochondrial rejuvenator. Mitochondria, again, those little energy-producing pieces of poof in every invisible cell, which create adenosine triphosphate, which is the energy, the life source of energy within your own brain, your eyes, your heart, your toe. You have this. And taking the pyrroloquinoline quinone, the Brain Power is the name of the product at Alive and Well. Gives you the high. Other people put out a PQQ product, a pyrroloquinoline quinone product, of 4 milligrams and 10 milligrams. Guess what you get at Alive and Well in Brain Power? 40 milligrams per capsule with the alpha lipoic acid in the same capsule. So what does that do? That builds new mitochondria. Say holistic physicians, say NASA scientists, say scientists from every mode that studies molecular energy, creates new cells, new energy, new life in every cell.
Right, and you know what's incredible? Here's medical studies. Absolutely quoted the exact thing they found out in the medical studies, and why is it never practiced? And here they're talking about how super pure high concentration fish oils slow the progression of multiple sclerosis in patients, the medical study says.
Yeah. Why? Because it reduces inflammation?
That's exactly. The nutrients found in the pure high concentration fish oil quell, that means quiet down, suppress, eliminate inflammation, and protect brain cells. And this is a particular benefit for MS patients. Medical researchers reported in the journal, this is the medical journal, Journal of Neurology, Neurosurgery, and Psychiatry. That's the medical journal on all those areas reporting how this would benefit MS. MS patients who took larger amounts of these fish oils had a 34% lower risk of their symptoms, okay? They had a 45% lower risk of any negative reports, and the results underscore the potential role, particularly fish oil consumption, that would complement great strategies for MS, says the leading, okay. So, and they talk about how a person's immune system attacks the myelin, the protective sheath. But with those nutrients from the fish oils, the nationwide study, that reduced the inflammation that caused debilitation.
But you've got to look at the components of the fish oil. Is it high potency? Is it DHA and
that's
EPA?
Right. That's right.
Or does it have a lot of other little things along with, because it makes a better looking label? No, high potency DHA and EPA, particularly DHA, are of utmost importance in reducing inflammation and creating circulation, regeneration of arterial vascular system.
Yeah, we have a super high concentration at Alive and Well. Everybody is reporting wondrous results in every way. And you know, we want to make sure that you know this, because we love that you're listening to, and we try to do everything we can, and we're reporting only clinical trials for you. The Alive and Well radio show at 11:10 a.m. on the KOI radio, yes, but it's new. It's heard three times. It's new each week, and it's heard three times, but it's a different schedule. So it is heard 3 p.m. Mondays, Monday afternoon, 5 p.m. Saturdays, and 8 a.m. Sundays. Repeating for you, 3 p.m. Mondays, 5 p.m. Saturdays, and 8 a.m. Sundays. And it'll be, each week is a new show, and it's heard the three times that you'll be able to hear. So be sure to hear, remember that Alive and Well is there for you. We are the Fanatic Organics. We are against the poisons. We are there for your health. And again, if you want to sit and talk to Dennis or Mona, 877-474-9550, call the number. No charge, there's never a charge. We're very comfortable area. We don't charge anything, and there's no obligation. But it's good if you make an appointment to sit and talk, because if you make an appointment, we're not with somebody else or doing something else.
And we're there 6 days a week.
Right, and you can call that number for any one of the great services. You can have all of your foods ready at the beautiful Broth Cafe, all the vitamins ready. You can have the smoothies, everything done. You can, instead of parties that are toxic, give the parties that are healthy. You're going to the mainland, or you have people you love on the mainland, we can mail anything and ship anything out to you. 877-4950, because Alive and Well really is there for you. This is the joy and the purpose of our lives, to be there for you and arming against sickness and giving the great health that's there for you. We love you.
Creating new life in every cell.
We care about you. We care about you. That'll always be the case. We care about you.
This is Dennis Jones.
And this is Mona Jones.
And let us remind you, folks, one more time,
that optimum health is alive and well in Kahului. Aloha.